So go on then, who are you going to back and tell me why?
Well, I've maintained, I've purposely held a line that I support the Miliband's,
yeah,
because I'd be proud to work under either one of them. But if you want to be a credible candidate for mayor, and now that I've proved I am a credible candidate for mayor, and we are getting, we've reached a different stage in my campaign, where all of the data we're getting back shows actually that I am leading Ken amongst London Labour, yeah, Party members. The fact is, I have been asked again and again who I'm backing, and you can't be a credible candidate for mayor without showing that you can take decisions, no matter how difficult they are. It is a difficult decision for me, declaring who I'm backing, because I've known them both for many years. We went to the same school.
You were friends at school?
We weren't really friends, because David was 2 years above me and Ed was 2 years below me. But we have many friends in common. We have many shared experiences, both political and social. I've spent time, obviously, at both of their houses, around both of their kitchen tables, and also with both of their partners, who I like immensely. And it is difficult for me to not back either one of them. However, yeah, I have always been, for the last 3 years, more drawn to one in political terms than the other, and that is Ed. And I'm backing Ed because I think he is a candidate of change. I think he has articulated the need for the party to change so that it guarantees us a place in the future, better than any other leadership candidate. I think he's a unity candidate, and I think that he articulates the values that are most important to me. But the main reason I'm backing Ed is simply because he did that thing that politicians have to do. He inspired me.
Right.
I remember the exact moment that I became an Ed supporter.
Yeah.
And that was in 2006 at the Labour Party conference, when I just happened to be walking through a hotel foyer and saw Ed giving a speech to quite a lot of people. There were probably 200 people there. But I stopped to listen to what he was saying. And though he'd been a friend, he'd briefed me when he was a young assistant working for the party, and I was going on question time as an MP, for instance. He was the one that had briefed me on several occasions. But this was the first time I stopped and listened to him as a politician. And I was really inspired by what he said. I saw him lift an entire room in a way that actually I didn't know he could do. And it really took my breath away. And
Was he
in 2006, I don't even know, to be honest. I'd have to check. I mean, please don't, but I don't even know.
No.
But I don't even know what he was in 2006. But he wasn't talking about his particular policy brief. He was talking about the challenges for the Labour Party. And I just thought then and there, my God, I really think that is a future leader of the Labour Party.
Right.
It wasn't any disrespect to David, who is a very powerful politician, both personally. You know, I have great respect for him personally and professionally. David, you know, David, I think, is an extraordinary person, and I would be proud, obviously, to serve with either of them. But there was a moment there when I just thought, you know, I have been moved by a politician to want to support that politician. And that's